And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Rossett. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
My little brother with a mouthful of snacks from down the way.
Yeah, a little snack. You need a little snack.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, the history and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And we certainly got a lot of stuff going on in this community. Don't we, Jeff?
We do, Fred. So many things. We thought we'd have another show on Western music. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about this a couple months ago with Bill Gans, that there's this huge festival up at Old Tucson.
That's right.
And it's coming up next weekend, two-day event. And we're going to be talking about that later in the show.
Well, I think we're going to be talking about that the whole show, right, Fred?
Oh, yeah, but later as in after we're done goofing off.
Perfect. So what do you got going on?
Oh, there's lots of stuff going on. Now, Tunadito is a wonderful organization in this community. They help little kids in all sorts of ways. And they're going to have, well, this is, they have
well,
an annual.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not gloss over that.
Well, yes. Why don't you?
Tunadito is a fabulous organization. And what they do is they help chronically ill children.
Yes.
And their families cope with that child and the disease that they have. It's a phenomenal organization.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
so tell our listeners why they should support Tunadito. Tell them how they can.
I think just what you said is why they should, but how they can is on May 12th, they're having their annual remarkable celebration at Ventana, Los Ventana, and they're celebrating remarkable moms. And ironically, the next day, the 13th, is Mother's Day. So they have.
Do you think they planned it that way, Fred?
No, I don't actually. Hmm. I think it was
remarkable.
Totally luck, total luck. But they have five moms that they're celebrating, and ironically enough, we're going to have two of those moms on the May 13th show
Very
for Mother's
cool.
Day. So for Mother's Day, we're going to be talking to some mothers who've been recognized as being remarkable. Although all our moms are remarkable.
In their own way.
In their own way.
Absolutely. Our mom's remarkable because she listens to our show every week.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't think that anyone else ever has.
Not even us. And we're here.
Right.
And continuing on this week is the 21st Arizona International Film Festival.
Right.
Oh, man, the opening was spectacular over at Crossroads Theater. They had a whole bunch of movies, and they're still showing. They've got 100 movies they're showing through this event, and that goes through April 29th. Butterfly Magic still at the Botanical Gardens.
And you know what? I want to take a step back real quick about the Arizona International Film Festival. Folks, we had Dick Fisher on our show last week, and the interview with him was fantastic. So if you haven't heard, if you missed a show, please go to fredandjeff.com and listen to Dick Fisher, one of Tucson's own movie makers. The interview was fantastic.
Yeah, he actually won a huge award over at Sundance for the Mulligan Brothers, or the Brothers Mulligan.
That's right. So the man knows what he's doing, and he has a great show that he put together with local talent at Old Tucson to, you know, try to make it into a TV pilot. So great show. We really had a fun time doing it. So if you missed it, check it out on fredandjeff.com.
Other things going on in the community, the 102nd annual Pima County Fair is going on. There's nothing else like it, Jeff.
102nd?
There's nothing else like it.
There is nothing else like it.
Pima County State Fair.
Yeah, and have you been, Fred?
You know, I have not been yet.
You've never been to the Pima County Fair?
No, I have been. No,
okay.
I mean, this year I haven't
okay,
been.
Okay, gotcha.
Because, you know, it goes, you know, from, what, the 19th to the 29th.
Yes.
And so at some point I'm going to get over there.
Very cool.
Because I have to ride the Zipper.
Right. What's your favorite ride?
The Zipper.
Yeah, the Zipper's awesome. And what's your favorite fair?
I think it's the one ride that has most deaths associated with it.
The Zipper?
Yeah, that's why I like it so much.
Well, okay.
Because it's like you're in a box, and it's like a oval shape, and the box like goes around the oval while the oval spins around itself. So there's plenty of, you know, at just the right moment, the right torque, one of those cages go flying off. And so it adds thrill to the ride.
Yeah, so make sure you get on that ride, folks, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, that's why I like
fun
it.
Fun for the whole family on that one.
Oh, yeah, but there is a petting zoo, too, so don't worry about
it. There you go. And what's your favorite fair at the fair?
My favorite fair? You mean like...
Come on, Fred.
You
have more advanced degrees than I do. Come on.
My favorite fair at the fair?
Yeah, your favorite food at the fair.
Oh, I thought you said my favorite fair at the fair.
And what is food?
Oh, fair. Well, thank you, Jeff. Well, actually, you know what
my
I like?
My brother, the vocabularyist.
Yeah, I have allergies right now. I'm not thinking too clearly.
I totally understand.
Again, it never bothers me to be on the air when I'm like this because it doesn't change whether I'm feeling well or not.
And your favorite fair, the fair is what, Fred?
I think funnel cakes are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But anything they dip and fry, like, you know, fried Twinkies
there
or
you
fruit,
go.
Fried
there you go. So this
Snickers
I'm getting
bars
to my
or,
point, you want a fried Twinkie, then you want to get on the zipper, and then you want to go hang out in the petting zoo. That is Fred's perfect fair day.
Because you can actually feed the animals
after getting
out
over
the zipper.
That's right.
Zipper.
So, folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show,
There's one last thing, if you're still listening. All right, so this is why, I mean, just another reason why we love our community. There's a student over at St. Gregory's College Preparatory School. Her name is Emily Hansen, and she saw a problem with kids. Their school is associated with a group in Kenya. And she saw an issue there with kids not being able to be educated, having poor living conditions, and she decided to do something about it. So on April 28th, they're going to have a 12-hour walkathon over at St. Gregory's to raise funds to provide scholarships for these kids in Kenya. So if you want more information, contact the folks over at St. Gregory's, and they will hook you up on how you can help raise money for scholarships for students in Kenya and at St. Gregory's as well.
Very cool.
That's all I got.
Well, I got one more thing.
Oh, good.
The Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum is holding a raffle, and they're raffling off a Mark Rossi sculpture. It's of a hummingbird, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I think we'd like to post a picture of it on our website so folks can see what they would be.
What website would that be?
FredandJeff.com. All right. Or our Facebook page. And it's a $20 ticket. And so chase down someone who is affiliated with the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, because it's $20 to win this beautiful Mark Rossi. Folks, it is well worth a $20 shot to win this beautiful bronze. So, having cleaned up our mess, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our great guest today. So stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Life in the Old West was tough, but Cowboys on the Range had one diversion, music. On Saturday, April 28th and Sunday, April 29th, Old Tucson is saluting its legacy. Enjoy performances by a dozen cowboy music artists, plus a showcase of Western art. Y'all come for Cowboy Church on Sunday morning and the Sons of the Pioneers Sunday afternoon. It's the full flavor of the Old West. Details at OldTucson.com. The Cowboy Music Festival at Old Tucson, where the spirit of the Old West comes alive.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. a house of light, to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And, you know, Jeff, you know, this would be a great time to go out and watch some baseball.
That's exactly right, Fred.
Yeah, we totally forgot about Padres baseball is up and running.
I know, and it is a ganga to go out to Padres baseball.
It is. They have all sorts of deals all week long, Thursdays. They have family nights. It's all total family fun.
Oh, mama, I got to tell you, it is a great time to go to Padres baseball, Fred.
Yes, it is.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
You know what else? In a couple of weeks, May 5th and 6th, is also the Tucson Folk Festival. Tucson Folk Festival. So, folks, you can go to FredandJeff.com, check out our website. We have all kinds of good stuff there for you. Padres baseball. We've got information on Tucson Folk Festival. Or you can go to the MTCVB website, visittucson.org, and they've got tons and tons and tons of stuff for you to do with your spare time.
Yeah, and we're hoping that everyone will be going out to Old Tucson next weekend.
That's right.
For the Western Music Festival and Art Show. And with us in studio is Bob V. Hi, Bob.
Howdy, Fred. Howdy, Jeff.
Hola.
And our friend Bill Gans.
Hi, Fred. Jeff. Hey.
And and these are some of the movers and shakers over at Old Tucson who are putting this thing together. So, Bob, first of all, let's talk about you a little bit. I mean, I never like to introduce a lawyer as a lawyer because, you know, it already tarnishes your credibility. But, you know, you're a really good lawyer in our community and do a lot of great things for us. And you were very, I guess, instrumental in continuing the Western Music Association.
Well, thank you, Fred. And I make my living as a lawyer, but like a lot of Tucsonans, I'm a frustrated wannabe singing cowboy. But I've been involved with the Western Music Association since 1989 when it was founded here in Tucson, and I currently serve as a vice president and general counsel and work closely with the good folks out at Old Tucson, and we're fortunate to have people with great ideas for Western music like Bill Gans, who's actually can be credited with the whole idea of coming up with a cowboy music festival at Old Tucson. And like you said, this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, two great days. We've got some of the best Western music performers coming in from all over the country for two full great days. On Sunday, we have the legendary Sons of the Pioneers. On Sunday morning, something a little bit unusual, we have Cowboy Church starting at 10 o'clock. And it's a non-denominational Christian fellowship with a lot of good music and a lot of good stories. And it is totally family friendly. Bring the kids out, guaranteed to have a great time.
Now, so let's talk about the Western Music Association for a little bit, because we had a discussion, you know, a couple months back with Bill about the difference between Western music and country music. What's the importance of this association?
Well, it is a professional performers association, although there are a good number of fan members. The Western Music Association was founded by the likes of the late, great Rex Allen. Bill Gans was a charter member. Roy Rogers, Dusty Rogers, Gene Autry. They came together to found an organization to promote and to assist Western performers, improve their craft, get the word out, push the art form. And that's what the Western Music Association does. We have members in all 50 states now, some overseas, and we come together for annual showcases and award banquets. That used to be held in Tucson several years ago. The last few years, it's been in Albuquerque. Some of us are working to get that back to the old Pueblo. But it really is an organization to train the next generation of Western performers, so this great art form is around for our kids and grandkids.
That's awesome. That's great. And we'd like it around for our kids and grandkids, too. So,
I apologize. My allergies are really bugging me today. So let's talk about the festival itself. How many years has this been going on for?
Well, this is the second year we've had this festival at Old Tucson. As a lot of folks in our community know, Bill Gans is sort of an institution among himself with Western artists, and he was working at it at Old Tucson, and he got in a conversation, as I understand it, with Old Tucson manager Pete Mangelsdorf, and they said, well, what we really ought to do is have an annual festival out here. And so Bill got me in the loop. We met with Pete, and we made it happen. The last one, it was a tremendous success. We hope this one to get even better, and we'll do it again in the future.
Now, just for our listeners' sake, define tremendous success, because there are a lot of groups out there, first-year events. Tremendous success is we just didn't lose all of our money. But I think you guys went above and beyond that because of the amount of talent that you actually had come to the Old Pueblo was amazing.
Well, it would not have been the success but for the generosity of a lot of the Western music performers. I contacted many of them and said, this is a first-year show. But if you come out here to Tucson, spend your own gas money, pay your airfare, get out here, we'll put something in your pocket. We're not sure how much that's going to be. And they did, consistently. There was not a single performer that was asked to appear that turned us down.
Wow, that's
amazing. There were a couple that had gigs beforehand, but across the board, they lost money. But we made a pledge to them. If you take care of us this year, we will take care of you. And so we invited those same groups back this year. We'll invite them back next year. This event is going to get bigger and better. It seems like too much of the norm in the Old Pueblo right now that too many ventures are losing money. And we didn't make a lot of money, but we made it in the black.
But you did well enough that you're doing it again.
That we are.
And of all the folks that came out last year, how many of them, are you batting 1,000? Are they all coming back this year?
Well, a couple of them got gigs.
Oh.
And we're inviting a couple new people in.
Good.
But we have... as I mentioned, the Sons of the Pioneers, and of course we have the Bill Gans Western Band.
Who?
Thanks, Bill.
I
always thought
Bill
it ought
Gans
to be
guys.
Bill Gans and the Tankaverde Valley Boys, but they didn't buy that.
Wait, let's talk about the Bill Gans and the Tankaverde Valley Boys? Is this true? Is this a little unknown Bill Gans history?
No, it sounds like a good... probably a good title for the band, but I've always gone with Bill Gans Western Band because it's kind of euphonious, and seems to work for me, and it's been that way for all of our in all of our career. We've been together for this is our 20th year.
Wow!
And our fourth CD was released this year, so pretty exciting times for us. I'm thinking
that's great. That's great. So you've got a great lineup.
He keeps getting better.
Oh, so you guys are still inviting acts to come out?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the folks include Carolyn Martin. For years, she was a studio musician in Nashville, an incredible rhythm guitar player. She has now been inducted into the Western Swing Hall of Fame. She's the Western Swing Female Vocalist of the Year. She can just hold an audience in the palm of her hand. And she plays with her husband. They're both coming out this year. It is their first time. Miss Devon and the Outlaw. Devon Dawson, an incredible talent. When you hear her voice, you will recognize her as Jessie, the singing cowgirl from the Disney films Toy Story.
That's great. Wow.
From down in Sierra Vista, current WMA president, John Messenger, an incredible songwriter, great storyteller.
Now, Bill, Bob, do you see, and we talked to Bill about this a while back, that Western music is really storytelling. More than any other art form, Western songs tell stories.
Well, it embraces the incredible heritage and culture of the American West. I've heard a good number of explanations of how Western music is different from country music. Some of those best explanations have come from my friend Bill Gans here. But there are no stories of bars and honky tonks and divorce and prison, and,
right?
But the great vistas and the treasure, which is our history here in the Southwest, and everything that sometimes we take for granted, our great sunsets, the cowboy way of life, the folklore, the struggles of a pioneering society, which is still present in our community today.
That's true.
And these are great things that we can pass along. There aren't too many musical genres right now that offer real heroes. Western music offers heroes, past and future.
And so it's not a genre that's past its prime.
No, and that's something that the WMA and my band, what I do every day is try to perpetuate this music. And, you know, it's really great when I can go out to an elementary school over Rodeo Week and sing these songs, and these kids get enthused. That's what's important. I think you say, you know, you go into a group of kids and they haven't heard and don't know Home on the Range.
Wow.
That's when you think, you know, I have to perpetuate this, because that's a big part of our culture. And that's one of the things that I've been doing. I think of Western music as outdoor music. It's music that's meant to be played outdoors. And it's about all of this stuff right down here in the desert Southwest. And that's why I'm a big fan of it. And I'm so grateful to Bob and the WMA for helping me and the rest of these performers by putting on these festivals.
That's great. That's great. So, and I'm sorry, Bob, I am the interrupter on this show. You know, when you say something and I'm curious about it, I usually just kind of interject. What does that mean?
Well, when your name's on the program, you're allowed to do that.
So who else you guys got coming out?
We've got Bill Barwick. You'll recognize his voice instantly as the voice of the Western Channel. He has one of these incredible bass baritone voices that can just cut through a crowd.
That's great.
And for the last couple of years, he has been WMA Entertainer of the Year, an incredible talent. Keeter Stewart. Now, Keeter is the grandniece of Stan Jones.
And Stan, would that be grandnephew?
Grandnephew.
Yeah.
Did I say niece?
Yeah, you did.
Thank
That's
you,
okay.
And we have it on tape to prove it.
Okay.
Counselor.
Well, Stan Jones wrote Ghost Riders in the Sky, another great Western song written in southern Arizona. Mountain Saddle Band is coming down from the White Mountains. They were here last year. A new group this year, the Tumbling Tumbleweeds, four young gentlemen from the Los Angeles area that look and sound like Sons of the Pioneers did back in the late 1930s.
No kidding.
Kristen Harris, a little darling. She's, boy, I don't know if Kristen's turned 18 yet, but she is just a cute little thing that can pound out a tune.
So how far away are these bands coming from? You mentioned the guys coming from L.A. How far away are they coming from?
This year, Nashville, the Pacific Northwest.
So they're coming from all over the place.
They are coming from all over.
That's great.
Well, that also begs the question, aside from the Bill Gans band, who else is coming from you know, our backyard?
Well, locally we have David Rickner, who's relatively new on the Western scene, and he is one of Bill Gans' guitar students.
Actually, I remember seeing that guy. There was an event over at Old Tucson a few months back. And Bill, you and David were switching back and forth.
Yeah, we came out to support Old Tucson when they built the new town square.
Right.
And Pete Mangelsdorf, the CEO out there, asked David and I to come out there and play some Western songs, and we had such a great time. And I did remember seeing you out there.
So yeah, that was a nice night. That was really nice. And Dave's a good guy. He's really talented.
Yeah,
he is a heck of a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, folks, so we are sadly at the bottom of the hour that quickly, and we've got to take a break for the news. So we are going to come back. We're going to have a lot more on this great, great event that's coming up at Old Tucson. And we also want to talk about a little bit of the changes that are happening at Old Tucson, too, because for those that aren't in the know, there's a lot of new stuff going on out there. So stick around to the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll be back.
Whether it's true remains to be seen, but Iran's military is claiming it's building its own remote-controlled aircraft after reverse engineering the one the U.S. lost last year. Former Marine aviator turned ABC News military consultant Steve Ganyard doubts the veracity of Iran's claim.
Any claims that they have been able to reverse engineer any of the very sensitive or capable intelligence capabilities of the RQ-170 drone are probably not true. That said, there's enough in this new report that would give cause for concern that perhaps they have been able to access some parts of the craft software.
Negotiators for the U.S. and Afghanistan have finalized what's called a strategic partnership agreement. It sets forth the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan as it draws its troops out of the country by 2014. Police and tracking dogs are working in a neighborhood in Tucson searching for a six-year-old girl who vanished from her bedroom before dawn on Saturday. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Meteorologist Aaron Brackett, what a warm weekend we've had, and yeah, it continues for today. It's great to be with you on this Sunday as we have a forecast high of 100 degrees later on today. If we do hit that, we'll both shatter the old record of 98 degrees, and that'll be the second earliest ever in Tucson's history. Still very warm for tonight. It's only a low temperature of 70. From 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
And welcome back. This is the Friend Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we just enjoyed some great melodies from Bill Gans, from Bill Gans Western Band. And Bob Fee is here also from the Western Music Association. Bob, you have a little story about that song.
Well, thank you, Fred. It's a lot of folks know that one of Tucson's historical treasures was Bob Nolan that came to Tucson in 1921. Many folks know the story that when Bob was a sophomore at Tucson High, he wrote a poem that went on to become one of the great anthems of American music, and that was Cool Water. But a few years later, when Bob was a member of the Sons of the Pioneers, he dusted off another old poem that he'd written while a student. That poem was called Tumbling Leaves. Well, he reworked it. Tumbling Leaves became Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And as they say, the rest is history, and nobody does it better than Bill Gans.
Thank you, Bob. Great.
We're glad you brought your own publicist.
Well, it's wonderful, but and thanks for the compliment. But there can't be anybody that does it any better than the original group, Sons of the Pioneers, who are going to be out at the Cowboy Music Festival on Sunday for three shows, and that's pretty exciting.
Now, wait a second. This. Because I'm unfamiliar with your venue, and that's why you guys are here today.
You've never been to Old Tucson?
Well, yes, I've been to Old Tucson, but not the event. Thank you for clarifying that, Fred. So how does this work? When I go out to Old Tucson during your event, you've got multiple stages going, multiple acts happening at the same time, mm-hmm. and if I miss the Bill Gans band, there would be a second time or third time that I could catch you guys if I want to see the Sons of Pioneers or I want to see somebody else, I have that opportunity to do it and not miss somebody else.
This Saturday and Sunday, Old Tucson will open its gates at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Music will begin at 10 o'clock on five separate stages. Acts are going to change every hour, and so you take a look at the program, figure out who you want to see, and you go from one venue to the other. Mix and match as your heart desires and your whimsy takes you.
That's great.
And if you want to catch a gunfight show in the meantime, those will be going on too.
So the whole park is open. The stages are going with Western music. That's fabulous.
And then all the accoutrement that goes along with Old Tucson is all available as well?
It's all there. The restaurants, the food, the drink.
All right, that's great. I want to see the Sons of the Pioneers go up against the Bill Gans band.
Battle of the Western Bands. Actually, I don't think that'll be in conflict since on Sunday I'm doing some solo stuff after them and not actually in the middle. So I'm lucky I get to see their shows. But, everybody has a chance to see all these great acts and can mix and match.
Does everybody play for about an hour?
Well, the sets are basically 45-minute sets.
Okay, perfect.
And the Pioneer sets are that as well. And it's just going to be a great it's set up so brilliantly, and Bob really had a lot to do with putting that together, too, in the scheduling. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, here's a question I have for you. You know, I have played in a band for a little bit of time. Matter of fact, we played yesterday at the Cascade Foundation fundraiser down at Barrio Brewery. It was a lot of fun. I'm surprised you didn't talk about that yet, Fred. But anyhow, Is there a big enough catalog of songs, of Western songs, that you guys aren't playing the same stuff at the same time? I mean, how do you, Bill, not feel compelled to play some of these Sons of the Pioneers songs that you know an hour or so later they're probably going to play?
Yeah, we're not going to touch those.
I mean,
we'll let the people that, you know, I would feel, uncomfortable if I was doing Tumbling Tumbleweeds or even Cool Water, because those are their signatures.
Yeah.
And, I'm much happier to do songs that are not necessarily their signature songs, you know, so it's not in conflict. It's just honoring them.
Right. Sure. I mean, and so I guess my point that I want you guys to make is that there is so much Western music, different songs, different types of songs that will be played out there, that people won't be going from one stage to the next stage to the next stage.
So you're hearing the same old thing?
Yeah.
No,
tumbling.
Come on, Fred. We're Tucsonans. You could say the same thing about mariachi music.
That's true.
We know the standards, but there is new mariachi being written every year.
There you go.
And there is new Western music being written every year. And that's one of the things that the Western Music Association does. We celebrate the new music, the new talent. It's coming in great all the time. People have their standards. They want to hear their standards.
Sure.
And we'll leave those up to the Sons of the Pioneers. You're going to hear a lot of great music.
That's
and on,
great.
And on Saturday night, there are going to be two venues after 6 o'clock in the evening. One in the large soundstage at Old Tucson is going to be a country music dance. It's going to be high energy. Bring your dancing shoes. You will have a great time. And that'll run from about 7 to 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
That sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Totally fun.
So, no, I want to get... Go ahead, Fred.
Well, as you say, this is the Cowboy Music Festival and Western Art Show. So we haven't talked anything about the art show yet.
Well, you should have invited the artists, Fred.
I thought this was all together, Bob.
No, I know a little bit about it because... when we were talking about how to promote this thing, I think it was Pete Mangelsdorf's idea to, rather than doing a different poster every year, to get a local artist and commission something exceptional, which is going to be sold out at Old Tucson, and that's what I understand they're doing. So this year's promotional poster is a copy of, forgive me, I don't recall the artist's name, but it is a beautiful piece of artwork that is going to be sold, and... I believe that's going to be going to one of the beneficiaries of this year's event as well.
Well, let's talk about that because folks may not know that you guys are, this event is benefiting folks. And earlier during the break, we were talking about your cowboy church. There's a beneficiary to that. Can you tell us about that?
There is. There is going to be a free will offering. Essentially, it'll be the pass the 10-gallon hat. And everything that we collect at Cowboy Church is going to be going to Tucson Young Life.
Okay.
Young Life is an organization, I'm told it's been around for over 70 years, but it is a Christian fellowship of adults working with kids. Young Life has programs at least 10 Tucson high schools, 2 middle schools, and very active programs at the University of Arizona.
That's great. That's great. So you guys are helping promote the kid, you know, bring the kids up in a good way, too.
Yeah, all the money which is raised is going to be going to Young Life's Send a Kid to Camp program. And so kids that otherwise can't afford it are going to be sent to camp this summer by Young Life.
That's great. That's outstanding.
Oh, it's a great program, and they're wonderful people.
Okay, so I want to shift gears for a minute, but we should probably take our last break of the hour right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about making a song with Bill Gann. So, folks, stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Life in the Old West was tough, but Cowboys on the Range had one diversion, music. On Saturday, April 28th and Sunday, April 29th, Old Tucson is saluting its legacy. Enjoy performances by a dozen cowboy music artists, plus a showcase of Western art. Y'all come for Cowboy Church on Sunday morning and the Sons of the Pioneers Sunday afternoon. It's the full flavor of the Old West. Details at OldTucson.com. The Cowboy Music Festival at Old Tucson, where the spirit of the Old West comes alive.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
3 convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
And we're back. Keep this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
And, rolling, 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 rawhide.
And this is not the...
Come on, Fred. Sing it, baby.
Giddy up. Push him out.
Whack. I wish I had a whip. Yeah, welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred Jeff
and
the Fred Wrestling here with my brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking Western music in Tucson, Southern Arizona, and we're here with Bob Fee and Bill
Howdy,
Dance.
Boys.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
And, you know, the Cowboy Music Festival and Western Art Show is this coming weekend over at Old Tucson, and we've been talking Western music, we've been talking a lot of stuff, but Old Tucson is going through sort of a rebirth of sorts last few months and going into the future. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on over there?
Well, the basic idea is that we all want Tucson, Old Tucson, to survive long after we're gone. In order to do that, rather than to perpetuate the existing model, which is sort of an amusement park movie location, what Tucson, Old Tucson, really needs to become is a Western heritage and cultural center to celebrate the Old West. And so that is the direction that Old Tucson is going to be headed. There is a new 501c3 corporation, the Old Tucson Foundation, which has been formed. And there are a few folks that are being brought together as the original directors of that organization, and I'm privileged to be one of those. And the idea is that the current ownership will divest its interest and turn it over to a new foundation made up of our neighbors here in Tucson, and to run the place more like, say, Colonial Williamsburg. So instead of being a glitzy amusement park sort of place, it really will be a center where people can come and get educated. We are partnering with both the Tohono O'odham and the Pascua Yaqui tribes. The Western Heritage Center wants to preserve not only Old Tucson, but the cultural aspects of our Old West. And that will include our Native Americans, Hispanic and Chinese contributions to Southern Arizona. It's all good. We need to work out a lot more details. The finances need to be worked out. Pima County has been exceptionally cooperative. Chuck Huckleberry has really stepped up to the plate and is working very well with Old Tucson management and ownership. He, like a lot of folks in local government and our neighbors, want Old Tucson to survive, to really be something special that we can be proud of, that will help our tourist base. It will employ more of our neighbors and be nothing but good stuff on the horizon.
Well, now, where do the movies fit into all that, Bob? I mean, Old Tucson, Fred and I growing up, and I'm sure your whole adult life, Old Tucson was always the place that John Wayne made movies. Always a place where, you know, you thought, or at least we thought of, cowboy movies being made in and TV shows. Is there still going to be a place for that?
Oh, absolutely. That is a focus. There's not a week that goes by that Old Tucson management is not either showing the property to movie producers or talking with them on the phone. Certainly the fire was devastating. It destroyed so many of the props and the wardrobes, but Old Tucson has continually been designed as a movie location. A lot of the new construction they've done in the town square this past year is specifically for the purpose of movies, of television. So you can use one street, but looking at it from various angles, it can look like you're looking at three or four or five streets. Fortunately, the Arizona legislature has finally gotten off their collective duffs and passed some legislation which is going to assist the state of Arizona in drawing some of those movie producers back to Arizona. The last few years, the state of New Mexico has been kicking our fanny as far as what they can offer movie producers, but now Tucson and Southern Arizona will be competitive. We have the talent. We have the resources. We need to get those movies back here.
So that legislation has been passed.
That's what I read in the paper.
All right. So, you know, last week when we had the folks on from the film festival, they were hoping that it would be passed. because there's folks lined up all over the place ready to make movies here.
I suspect that as soon as it hits our governor's desk, it's not going to lay around long. That law is going to go through. Everyone knows we need it, and it's a good thing for the state.
That's sort of
awesome.
Sort of an interesting convergence of paths. So you have the history and culture of Old Tucson, the way we remember it, and now Old Tucson becoming the repository for the history and culture of the region as well.
And that works. I mean, you could go down to the Tucson Children's Museum and teach your kids about science in a fun way. It's a museum, but it's an interactive museum, and that's what you're talking about as well.
A cultural heritage center focusing on the American West and the American cowboy, there is nothing like it in this country right now.
That's great.
Now, here's an interesting thing, though. You know, we are preserving our Western heritage at Old Tucson, but, you know, Western music has a history, and we talked with Bill when you were on last time about how, you know, all these songs were written from the saddles, literally written from the saddle, where cowboys would be moving the herds around and you know, pull up the guitar and keep the herds calm and all that. But there's not a whole lot of
that
going on.
Yeah, you know, a minute ago before our last break, we talked about the new kids coming up that are supporting the genre and taking it, you know, making sure that our kids can enjoy Western music. But there aren't a lot of folks out there in the saddle anymore. So how you've written a bunch of songs, Bill, how do you come up with your, you know, how do you stay true to the genre?
Well, you're always, I'm always listening for phrases.
Listening for phrases.
That's right. That's what gets my songwriting going. Now, I brought this old guitar, which I've had since I was a kid, in to get fixed one day because it was broken. And the guy who was fixing it kind of smelled it. And he said, it smells like this has been through 1,000 campfires. 1,000 campfires made a hell of an impression on me. So I wrote a song around the smoke of 1,000 campfires because I thought it worked. And that's how I came up with it. And that's how all these newer Western entertainers are doing this. They're not out punching cows. Some of them may have grown up on ranches or farms. But it's just about finding something that has to do with the culture and then writing around it. And that's what I did.
Even though the culture has changed so much, mm-hmm. you can still use that same philosophy of this is what I do every day and write Western songs about that.
Exactly. Because if you have a heritage like I did, I grew up small town Nebraska and, you know, realized that the family farm and the family ranch, those are two things that people write about. They write about those days. There's still some of them happening in this country right now. And I think we need to perpetuate the ideas of those people and how they feel about things. And that's kind of how I've been writing music.
How long have you been writing?
The culture hasn't changed that much. The last few years, some of the Western music songs of the year have been written by musicians that are spending 300-plus days of the year out on the road. They're not riding a horse, but they may be driving a mobile home or a car or a pickup, going from gig to gig. They're spending a lot of lonely nights out on the trail. They got a lot of time thinking of what their life means to them,
their
relationship with God, and some of the great tunes which are being written are coming from history and those long, lonely days on the road. That's the story of the American cowboy. That's the spirit that Bill Gans embraces to write the incredible music he comes up with.
That's great. I mean, that's great. So anybody living a life here in the Old West, or here in Tucson, or anywhere in the West, that has heard the music can identify, even if it's someone from Nashville coming to Tucson, or someone from Los Angeles coming to Tucson, or someone from anywhere coming to Tucson to play this music, we can all identify with that.
Western music is a treasure which is recognized around the world. You go to Russia, if you start singing Tumbling Tumbleweeds or Cool Water, people will join you. If you go to China, sing Home on the Range, they know that song. Music of the American West, the golden age of the singing cowboy of the 30s and 40s, those played around the world.
I was talking to a family.
People love it everywhere.
Yeah, I was talking to a family friend the other day, and he was saying that when he was in Norway is crazy about John Wayne. So they've got John Wayne everywhere, and he happened to mention that, oh yeah, I saw John Wayne once when I was a little kid, and everybody around him were like, you saw the Duke? You were actually in his presence? So I know it's got a great impact all over the world.
Well, even, you know, when the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus goes out on tour, they've been, you know, when my boys were on tour with the chorus, they went to China, they went to Kazakhstan and Russia, and they would sing Riders in the Sky, and people would just go nuts, absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it crosses all boundaries.
As another Boys Chorus alumni myself.
You're in the Boys Chorus?
Absolutely.
What year was that?
It was 65 to 69.
All right,
65.
But a few years ago, I was part of a government delegation to Vietnam, and there was a cultural exchange, and they were singing some music to us, and I sang "Home on the Range." There was an audience of probably 200 Vietnamese folks that all knew the words to "Home on the Range." They may not have known what the words meant, but they knew the song. It was incredible.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So, were you a baritone in 1965?
No, I was a second soprano then.
No way. Wow. When did your voice start to change?
Well, that would be around 1969, I reckon.
When they kicked you out. That's great. So we've got a little bit of time left.
Well, we want to give ourselves a treat.
Right, but before we do that, we have a trivia question we want to ask.
Do we have a trivia question?
We just figured one out. What was the year that Bob was, tell us the year that Bob was a member of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus.
One of the years.
One of the years that Bob was a member of the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus. Email Fred at fredandjeff.com, and we will send you a dozen roses, or we'll actually set it up so you can come and get them, a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist, just in time for Mother's Day.
Just in time.
Just in time. So Bill, you've got something you want to play for us, and hopefully it's a tune that you wrote. And maybe you can kind of set it up a little bit before you play it.
Okay. I wrote this about the smoke of 1,000 campfires. You know, I play a lot of campfires here in town. I have for many years. And this is just a song about reminiscing about that and how that came to be.
Very cool. All right.
Should I give you a little bit of it?
Oh, that's great.
Just the title. I mean, just the story of the repairman saying that is awesome.
That was the phrase that got me going.
All right, sure, please do.
I started my life misunderstood, and I grew in many ways. From playing for tips and coming to grips with what my heart had set aside. I headed up north to the winter woods and almost ran to hide. But I dreamed of the West playing songs I liked best. There was good stuff left inside. And the mesquite wood, it smells so good, burning in the cool of night. With the melodies in the midnight breeze, taking me wherever it might. And the smoke of 1,000 campfires keeps calling me back home. Now I've heard the whistle of the wayward wind and cried for cool water. The songs I play from the good old days makes us feel just like we oughta. When my mind goes back to the songs we sang, I remember every ember. The rose in the sky is much to my surprise like the breeze of a mid-September. And the mesquite wood, it smells so good, burning in the cool of night. With the melodies in the midnight breeze, taking me wherever it might. And the smoke of 1,000 campfires keeps calling me back home. Now the faces and the places of the fire may change, and the dreams remain the same. But the smoke frowns those friends I've found like a homemade picture frame. The smoke of 1,000 campfires.